J.K. Rowling says Scottish leader Humza Yousaf has contempt for women. By Kurt Zindelka on April 17, 2024. Proposals for a new law in Scotland against misogyny, which will include offences against biologically male transgender individuals, once again demonstrated the contempt leftist First Minister Humza Yousaf holds for women, J.K. Rowling has declared. Amid the controversial and chaotic introduction of the speech restricting hate crime and public order, Scotland Act, which came into full force at the start of this month, Humza Yousaf's leftist separatist Scottish National Party SNP government is looking to introduce fresh legislation against abusive and humiliating behaviour from men. The proposed law would criminalise misogynistic behaviour, including offences in which no woman was specifically targeted, such as having loud, graphic sexual conversations about women in a public place where they can be heard by others or watching pornography in public. Separately, instances of misogynistic harassment would also become criminal, such as yelling inappropriate remarks towards a woman on the street or using so-called abusive to a girl who does not want to be chatted up, The Telegraph reports. Additionally, making sexual or disfigurement threats towards women online would also be made into a distinct offense. The legislation is allegedly intended to fill the gaps of the recently imposed hate crime law, which criminalized stirring up hatred against several protected groups of people but did not list women as one of them. However, Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf has drawn criticism after he acknowledged that the new protections for women would also be extended to biologically male transgender people who identify as women. Yousaf told the BBC, "Women and girls will be protected, and trans women will be protected as well, as they will often be the ones who suffer threats of rape or threats of disfigurement, for example. When a trans woman is walking down the street and a threat of rape is made against them, the man making the threat doesn't know if they are a trans woman or a cis woman. They will make that threat because the perception of that person is as a woman." The further encroachment on female rights was condemned by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, a leading critic of Pakistani heritage Yousaf's new speech restrictions, as well as an ardent feminist, who has argued that the acceptance of transgender ideology has come to the detriment of actual women. Once again, Humza Yousaf makes his absolute contempt for women and their rights clear. Women were excluded from his nonsensical hate crime law. Now he introduces a misogyny law designed to also protect men, Rowling wrote on social media. Trans-identified men have sent violent threats to women, but the likes of Beth Douglas now receive double protection from Yousaf, for his so-called gender identity, and for also being, in the eyes of the Scottish government, a woman, she added. Rowling, a resident of Scotland, has become one of Yousaf's leading critics over the new hate speech restrictions, openly daring police to arrest her as the legislation came into effect at the beginning of April. Despite being a former darling of the left and still maintaining many left-wing positions, Yousaf has attempted to cast off criticism from Rowling and other liberals as being from right-wing actors. Embarrassingly for the leftist Scottish leader, during the first week of the law being implemented, the police received more complaints than Rowling over his BLM-inspired 2020 rant complaining about how many white people were in positions of authority in Scotland, a country comprised of nearly 96% white people. The wave of complaints against Yousaf under the new law has been so numerous that Police Scotland has reportedly been given a script from the government to explain why they don't consider the First Minister's comments a breach of the speech restrictions. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.